Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the Audio Daily Dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Pesachim 27. The Shir is sponsored Le'iloi Nishmas in memory of Leah Bat Yitzchak Meir. We're looking at Pesachim 27. The Gemara talks about how a Braisa states if one fired an oven with the peels of orla fruits, or with straw of kalayim of the vineyard, if the oven was new, it must be shattered. If it was old, it must be allowed to cool before it is used. If one baked bread in it while it is fired with this forbidden fuel, Rebbe says the bread is permitted, but the sages say the bread is forbidden. But the key point, the key concept and idea for me to take out of this is thinking about what is firing your oven, which is a metaphor for me for your heart, for your soul, for your neshama, for your existence. What is firing your soul? What is firing your neshama? What do you have a passion and a zest and a zeal for in your life? If you say, I have a passion for TV, a passion for movies, it could be used for good or for bad. So use that passion to make Torah movies and make Torah videos. If you say you have a passion for books, then use it to write Torah books and to read vociferously Torah books. If you have a passion for radio like I do, then also try to be involved in Torah on some level. And if you have a passion for kids' books, for writing, write a Torah book, write a kid book. Whatever your passion is, make sure you have a passion. If you don't have a passion, then try to find a passion. Try to find something you love to do and bring it to the Torah sphere. The Gemara here talks about how to fire the oven. You can't fire the oven with forbidden things. Don't fire your oven. Don't fire your heart with something forbidden. God forbid, that's not a good thing. Make sure to fire your soul, to passion your heart, to passion your existence with good things and with wonderful things, things in the Torah sphere, things in a mitzvah chesed-oriented way, things that are really good to do, really wonderful to be a part of, and really wonderful to partake of, things that are in the Torah aspect or a Torah matter. Just as the Gemara talks about firing an oven with not good things, and we should only use good things to put in the oven, to fire the oven, so too in our own lives, we should make sure to have a passion and a zest and a zeal for good things to fix the world, to change the world, to better the world. Take what you love, take what you can do to change the world, use it through a manner of Torah, mitzvos and chesed. Find what could fire your zeal for life, what could fire your insides, and use it to fire up the world and to change the world for the better throughout all of your days. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 28 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.